It's the next gear on podtech.net. My name is Matt Kelly. I'm joined today by Clay Dean. He is a designer for General Motors, and he designed the exterior of the new Chevy Malibu. Congratulations on the reveal today.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful car.
It is nice. We're very proud of it.
Tell me what went into doing the redesign.
Well, it's a completely new car. From where the Malibu has been today, I think as you can see by looking at it, it really doesn't have anything in common with today's Malibu at all. And really for us, it's trying to reinvent us in the mid-size car market, which is a huge market.
Mm-hmm. And as I look at the vehicle, Ed Pieper was talking about some of the design characteristics from the hood, the raised hood, as well as the dual grills. Let's talk about some of the actual characteristics of the vehicle and take us through it.
You bet. Starting at the face, the front of the car, Ed talked about this dual port grill. Chevrolet as a brand is now really in the last year been determined to be a global brand for General Motors. So we want to have a unified appearance as we go forward. So we have this new dual port face, which is dual longitudinal ports that are stacked on top of each other that are ringed by bright chrome. It really is very distinctive, very unique. It has a lot of heritage. We've used it on several of our concept cars over the last 2 or 3 years. That's where it all starts. And it really is a very powerful, very upright, very majestic face. We kind of call it a fist in the wind type of a look. So because people in this segment, because it's a mid-sized car and because we have a value price, doesn't mean that people want something that's cheap and basic looking. They really want to be proud of what they drive. So the face of the car is very proud, very strong. We have this island hood, which is we have a fascia that wraps completely around the front of the car. Traditionally, we have hoods that go down into the grill area. The hood is trapped on the top of the car in what we call an island hood, so it's very clean, it's very elegant. We minimize all the part lines, so it looks very, very concept car-like, even in a production direction. The side of the car is very devoid of a lot of lines, a lot of features. It's very clean, it's very pure, it's very muscular. It's really punctuated by one, just almost a crease of the pants feature runs along the side of the car, and is really defined very strongly by this bright chrome DLO, which kind of gives the car a strong silhouette and reinforces the roof line, which has a sense of formality to it, but also conveys a unique proportion, a unique profile, and also conveys a lot of room inside the car because it's a mid-sized car. We want to try to signify to folks, hey, we have more room inside of this car than perhaps is in a competitor product.
Mm. And as a production vehicle and doing a complete new redesign, how many takes, if you will, did you go through before you got to what we see here today?
You know, believe it or not, normally we'll go through lots.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go through several. This was only one of 2 scale models.
Wow.
We were given the opportunity to reinvent the Malibu really fast. And it's going to be a short-run car. We're only going to be in the marketplace for probably about 3 years with this car.
No kidding.
And so our leadership said, look, if you want to get in and redo the Malibu really quick, you've got a very small window of time to do it. And we developed this car in less than 24 months.
Wow.
And we did 2 scale models. We had quite a few drawings. But we took this one theme at the scale and went full size, and we lived with that. It just made it better and better and better.
So we can expect in probably then about 3 years to see another redesign of the vehicle?
Right now, my team is actually working on that next car.
No kidding.
And so it's kind of exciting. We feel very proud about what we have here. We feel that we've created a lot of energy, a lot of inertia with this new direction. And so we're taking that energy on the new car already, which we're pretty excited about where that's going to go as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today we're excited about this one because
right.
It's so exciting and really is a rebirthing for us in the mid-sized car sector and really is a big help for Chevrolet.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to have vehicles like the Camaro sitting here.
Yeah.
But the Malibu, you know, will sell twice as many of those.
Sure.
Or 3 times as many.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important. And
I understand, too, that Ed Pieper said that there is a hybrid component of this vehicle soon to come into production as well. Let's talk about that and the promise that that represents for this vehicle as well as the American consumer.
I think everybody is very conscious of the environment. They're obviously very concerned about fuel and the issues of volatility there. So we're, at GM, we're working multiple strategies. We have fuel cell that's working. We've seen the Volt concept car here today, which is a whole different technology with batteries and plug-in. And then we also have our BAS hybrid system, which is it's a shorter term, you know, quick today, very good value opportunity that gets us well over 30 miles per gallon out of our four-cylinder engines. So you will see that's where we'll start with hybrid on this. We'll continue to add to that whole strategy, getting a stronger hybrid and more aggressiveness, but people want to have choices. So on this car, we'll have a four-cylinder base gas engine that'll still get over 30 miles per gallon. We'll have a high feature V6, which has new technology, overhead cams and variable valve technology, which gets great power and great fuel economy. And then we'll also have the hybrid four-cylinder, which we're giving something for everybody, which is really awesome. All will have six-speed transmissions, so we're finding efficiencies at every level on these cars.
And as a hybrid vehicle, it will also run on E85, which also continues to help the environment and reduce emissions.
Absolutely. I think, in fact, both our non-hybrid and hybrid motors will be E85, right. So it'll be pretty great.
Right. Give me your final thoughts on the release of the vehicle today and the promise that General Motors has to the consumer and its commitment to releasing new vehicles that the consumer wants.
I think as a designer at General Motors today, it's an exciting time. I think you heard Troy Clark mention today that they've now realized that the consumer is in charge. There's a lot of competition out there, and we need to truly listen, and we need to create some compelling product that people want to have. There's so many choices out there today that do a really good job. They provide all your needs and they're pretty good value. So the way to draw more attention to us and to really have success is that we need to create beautiful products that people just lust after and want. It provides great features, surprise and delight elements. They're rational, they're functional. But more than importantly for me as exterior designer, a beautiful product that for them it reinforces their values and what they want to tell other people who they are.
It must give you actually real pleasure to see General Motors give so much emphasis to design, moving away from engineering or safety. Not that those are compromised at all, but actually it seems more that their focus is on design, and as a designer that's just gotta, you know, tickle you pink.
Oh, it's exciting. Everybody's prideful about their own area, you know, but design is what customers see. You know, when you walk up to a car, it may be very safe, may get great fuel economy, can be very rational, but if it's ugly, it's going to be hard to make the sell. So design is one of those tools that it's great that the company recognizes it, embraces it, and is giving us more opportunities to express that.
And what I seem to see more than anything too is that GM is following the consumer.
The consumer's in charge. If the consumer is not your friend, it doesn't matter what you make.
Clay Dean, designer for General Motors, a pleasure to have you on the podcast.
Thanks for your time.
For the next gear, I'm Matt Kelly on PodTech.net.